So let's cut to the chase. I won't bullshit. I have my vices like everyone else. I drink about 12 cups of coffee a day. I smoke a pack of cigarettes. I love to drink. You know, I have to moderate myself, but sometimes I can't. I still love it. But sometimes I think there needs to be some kind of body that steps in, some kind of governing body, like, I don't know, the government that could regulate these things, because sometimes it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, you know, the other day I was at the liquor store, it was a Friday, about a week ago, and two people in front of me in line at the liquor store is a woman. She's probably late 30s, early 40s, short, stocky, black woman. Sounds perfectly normal, except she has Down syndrome. Now, see, I have a problem with that because I've worked with people with developmental disabilities before. You know, I have a real sympathy towards it. I always have. It's like a soft spot in my heart. And so I'm watching the cashier ring her up with this big handle of vodka, and it's not like this is Corky from Life Goes On. This woman just hands her every dollar bill in her wallet, waits for her to give her back the money, and then the cashier is nice enough to give her change. And I couldn't believe it. It was just like, what the hell is going on here? You really want to give this person who already has a deficiency something that is going to make their behavior even more erratic? But then there's the asshole part of me that was like, Jesus Christ, I want to hang out with a drunk retard. Like, seriously, who doesn't? I want to go to the bar with a retard and get them fucked up. I will start fights with anyone. I want to see that drunken retard strength in action, don't you? Like, I watched the Incredible Hulk movie. I'm pretty sure that was just a big green retard. Because that dude had some strength. I mean, like I'm telling you, I've worked with the developmentally disabled. I've, you know, been close to them, had friends. They're good people. But if you've ever been choked by a retard, then you know the difference between being choked by a regular person and being choked by a fucking steroid monster who's out of their mind. Now, see, I tried that joke out on my girlfriend. That was a bad idea. She's a teacher. As soon as I got through the part about they shouldn't sell alcohol to people with developmental disabilities, she went off on a tangent of, oh, well, you know, you have to, and that's the law, and you can't discriminate, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but really, that's, you know, you gotta treat everybody as an equal, and that's just how it is, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, great, now I'm about to say I want to hang out with a drunk retard, and I'm trying to fuck you later. You haven't blown me in 2 weeks. This is really not going to end well. Thank God I'm the only guy to ever give you an orgasm. Otherwise, you would fucking leave me. Not to mention that she said all of this while we were at Taco Bell. Yes, Taco Bell. She dragged me there. I'm sitting there with a Diet Pepsi and cinnamon sticks because it's pretty much the only thing you can eat without shitting and lifting yourself off of the toilet. But she walks in like, oh wow, new shrimp tacos. Wow, those look really good. I want to try that. And I'm like, really? You want to try seafood at the one place whose food is guaranteed to make you sick? Yeah. Think about how that ended. If you want to see your girlfriend butt naked, spread eagle, hair all fucked up, puke all over your bathroom, then take her to Taco Bell after about 4 martinis and see how that works out for you. Because it's a pretty fucking gruesome sight, and I don't know if I can ever fuck her again. Well, okay, yeah, I can fuck her. You can fuck just about anything as long as it's warm and moist.